Blues Tap House in Anderson, where tradition, taste, and togetherness come to life. Warm up with our made-from-scratch soups and signature family sauces, crafted from cherished recipes passed down through generations. Watch the magic happen when we hand-toss every pizza to order, then bake it to perfection. Crispy, cheesy, and made with love. Let the little ones explore our brand-new adventure room with bounce houses, arcade games, and even a make-your-own pizza table where the kids can make their own pizza. Charlu's Tap House in Anderson, where tradition, taste, and togetherness come to life.
Liberty Nation with Mark Angelides.
Is the international rules-based order all a myth, and was it all along? And what role will Trump's Board of Peace have as we enter the brave new world? Find out on Liberty Nation Radio.
Author, columnist, managing editor of LibertyNation.com, podcast host and conservative policy advocate.
We dismiss history at our peril.
Liberty Nation with Mark Angelides.
Do you ever feel overwhelmed by the ever-changing world of technology? Tech It Out can help make some sense of it all. Breaking down geek speak into street speak, technology columnist, author, and TV personality Mark Saltzman covers consumer technology each week for every listener. Mark tackles the latest news, reviews, and how-tos to help you understand what's hot, what's not, and why.
Hey, everyone. Welcome to Tech It Out, episode 430. Hope you're all doing great today. I received a lot of messages from last week's show, so thank you to those who sent them in. I did reply to you, where we talked with Blue Eddie about backup power during storms. Got a lot of questions about that, those backup battery generators. We also had Vivint on the show to talk smart home devices. Also, we learned about new augmented reality glasses with a company called Even Realities. If you want to hear that episode again, or if you missed it all together, it's number 429. You can simply go to your favorite podcast platform like Spotify, iHeartRadio, Amazon Audible, Apple Podcasts, whatever, and type in Tech It Out, and you'll see the show episodes listed chronologically. And so it'll be the second last episode, so the one before this one that you're listening to now. So again, even if you're listening to this show on your favorite local talk radio station, you can hear previous episodes online. So we have a great show planned for you today as well. We're going to kick things off with Norton, my title sponsor on this show, in fact, to discuss the findings from an annual survey, this time tied to love and loneliness in the age of AI, right before Valentine's Day. You won't believe what was uncovered in this survey. That's coming up in about 60 seconds. Later on in the show, why you shouldn't bring your tech to bed, as it can impact the quality and quantity of your sleep. An expert will explain why. And finally, TikTok will be on the show today to chat about the latest TikTok trends and why the platform is so popular for people of all ages. All of this and more on an all-new Tech It Out, powered by Norton and Visa, two brands that protect you in different ways. We'll get to more of that shortly. But let's officially kick off the new show with our first interview. From one of the biggest names in cyber protection, the annual Norton Insights Report is a comprehensive study that examines disturbing trends by fraudsters, including what new tactics they're employing to part you with your money. There's also some interesting data this year tied to online dating and companionship with AI chatbots. A timely chat, of course, given Valentine's Day is coming up. Joining us to share the insights is Leila Bilge. She's Global Head of Scam Research for Norton. Thank you for spending some time with us today, Leila.
Hi. Hi, Mark. Thank you so much. Very excited to talk about this new report we came up with.
Great. Thank you again. All right. So before we talk, though, about this just published Norton Insights report, let's first hear about the company Norton.
Definitely. Norton is a trusted leader in consumer cybersafety. So we offer a comprehensive set of protection, a lot of products to try to protect people's devices, their online privacy and identities. And we have a new name a couple of years back when we acquired and expanded our coverage globally in the consumer business. This is a global company powering digital freedom. And we have like a number of products, including LifeLock.
Yeah, LifeLock is about identity theft protection. And of course, the Norton suite of services are probably best known to our listeners for your antivirus or anti-malware, which is short for malicious software. That kind of protection on your devices, right? Flagging viruses and scams and things like that. So keep up the great work. I love how holistic all of the solutions are. It all works together, very comprehensive, including a VPN, which protects you when you're online. It gives you some anonymity, so you're away from the prying eyes of what could be nefarious actors out there. So with that in mind, then, Layla, let's now hear about this new report. Again, it's an annual report. What did Norton set out to find?
Yeah, so we're doing a number of reports per year, and basically we're trying to understand the emerging consumer threats, what consumers online are thinking about, what actual safety might mean in the future, so that we might need to redefine what we are trying to protect our customers from. So recently we have worked on a new survey, a new report that we call the Artificial Intimacy, because it's about online dating, and we have been doing similar reports annually, and this one is really interesting because there are very interesting findings around AI.
Right. Well, we can't go a day without hearing the word AI, but not everyone associates that with intimacy. So very interesting. And that's why I wanted to have you on the program to explain what you uncovered. All right. So then tell us about the key takeaways. Is it true, for example, that 77% of current online daters said that they would consider dating an AI? Is that right?
Oh my God, it's really true. Honestly, like this was one of the most eye-opening results that came out of this report.
That's over 3/4 of your respondents said they would date an AI.
Yes.
Can you explain what that means exactly?
You know, like, I think it's really a year back, we have done a similar survey, and one of the findings, the most striking findings of that survey was the fact that people actually are lonely. Right? Like a very big fraction of people are lonely. And I will talk about the recent stats because the stats are kind of the numbers growing over years. In last year's report, the other interesting outcome was because we were mainly trying to understand how people are getting scammed through dating platforms. And one interesting result was that people actually were saying, even if they know or they are suspicious that the person might be a scammer, because they're lonely and they just want to feel great, they continue the conversation, right? So it's already indicating that people, just to not feel lonely for a little bit of a time in their day, they might be talking to a scammer. So, and if there is an AI, right, it's not even like a real person. It's going to make you feel better for a bit. And I believe that's the reason.
Really interesting. It's sad, too, and ironic almost, because we're so connected these days because of technology, right? You can talk on the phone, group chat, text, email, chatting in a headset during an online video game, social media, FaceTime and Zoom, and there's so many ways to connect with people that the rise in loneliness, if this survey is any indication, it's surprising. In fact, so your study also revealed that 59% of those surveyed said it's possible to develop romantic feelings with an AI. Again, it explains it based on your analysis as well. 4 in 5 people, 81%, did say that they felt lonely. And that rate goes even higher for younger people today. Is that right?
Yes, that's very, very interesting as well, right? So you just talked about the fact that how connected we are and how many people we can talk to online compared to how it was, like, let's say, prior to 2000s, right? Prior to 2000, you would be only talking to people that you are kind of like having some physical connection, right? You're at school or working together or family or neighbors, right? Right now, all of a sudden, you start keeping track of everyone you met in your life, like from your kindergarten to, you know, university, then you have the professional life, then you have all these random influencers, you have, I don't know, a lot of people that live all around the world, and you kind of assume that you would actually feel better because now you're hearing so about so many people. But on the other hand, you're losing the connection. And also we know that people online can be harsher, tougher towards you. So they might not be as kind as you would want them to be. We are starting to see the implications of this new society, the digital revolutions in reality impact our society.
Yeah, so interesting. 89% of Gen Z and millennial respondents said that they felt lonely compared to 81 for the entire survey. And I just read the book Sapiens.
Yes.
I forgot his surname, but the author is Yuval
Harari.
Thank you. Yeah. He said, you know, 300 years ago, if you were reasonably good looking, you would compare yourself to those in your village. But in 2026, somebody who is on Instagram or TikTok and looking at people from around the world are often beautiful or artificially beautiful because of filters, and they're setting these unrealistic expectations about themselves, right? That they're not good looking enough, they're not rich enough, because, you know, on social media, everybody is successful and beautiful. Because the question was raised towards the end of the book, are we happier now? We are chatting with Leila Bilge, Global Head of Scam Research at Norton. We're talking about the just published Norton Insights report. This new one, subtitled Artificial Intimacy, where we're learning about AI and dating apps that was looked at last year, but now a bit more about AI chatbots. Can I ask you, what do you think the risks are in getting emotionally close to AI chatbots? Are there financial risks?
I mean, there are a lot of risks. There are emotional risks. There are development risks if the person is younger. There are definitely financial risks as well, because the chatbots could be compromised by adversaries, right? I think one of the bad part, I would say, is that so recently the most prevalent online threat type is accepted to be scams. And the scams are kind of different than traditional threats, traditional malware and virus, by the fact that they target human vulnerabilities rather than vulnerabilities in programs and systems. They would be targeting you, and they would know where what your weaknesses are. And if you would be starting to talk to some random chatbot online, we don't know what kind of information they might be compromising about you, right? So they can identify a very targeted attack towards you, and it would be really, really difficult to spot it. Finally, what they might do is manipulate you emotionally, and you would feel really completely devastated. That could be really harmful. But at the same time, they might also steal your money, and after all, that's what they are interested in. Clearly, there are a lot of risks here. On the other hand, of course, like we talked about the loneliness and why this is happening. So if people will be continuing to talk about chatbots, AI, which is in reality kind of coupling you a little bit, right? That's the reason why you're talking to them. It's pleasing you constantly. So you might not be developed enough to be able to bear with difficulties in life.
More on love and trust in the era of AI with Leila Bilge from Norton when we return on Tech It Out.
Listen to Tech It Out whenever you want. Find the Tech It Out podcast at iTunes or wherever you get your podcasts. Cyber threats have gotten smarter because criminals are using AI to create and bombard you with threats 24/7. That's why Norton 360 is using AI too. Know whether a text or website could be a scam with Genie AI-powered scam detection, and get scam questions answered by your personal Genie AI-powered scam assistant. So even though cyber threats are smarter, you can feel safer knowing your protection is too. Norton 360. Learn all the ways Norton can help protect you at Norton.com. This is your Tech It Out Minute with Mark Saltzman.
How we pay for goods and services online and at retail is evolving, fusing convenience with security. Visa's Mark Nelson, head of consumer payment products, says Visa recently announced 7 new and exciting technologies. Mark shared a couple with me here.
But we've introduced this flexible credential whereby a single card can be what you want it to be depending on the transaction type. We've also introduced this concept of a passkey, and it's all around how do we make payments safer and easier to use online. online. We also announced this thing called a data token, which allows the customer to get a little bit more control in terms of where they want to share their data. So if they want to share data with a third party, it can enable a better shopping experience all through AI. And it's a way in which the consumers have a little bit more control over who they share their data with.
More info is at Visa.com. That's simply Visa.com.
That was your Tech It Out Minute.
You've heard T-Mobile is the best network in America. Now the customers officially confirm it. The J.D. Power 2026 U.S. Wireless Network Quality Study ranks T-Mobile highest for customer satisfaction in 5 out of 6 regions, the first time in company history. In today's fast-paced world, enhanced and high-performing mobile connectivity matters more than ever, whether you're at home, at work, or on the move. When it comes to faster speeds, lower latency, and stronger voice performance, customers continue to choose T-Mobile. That performance is driven by the nation's largest 5G network, backed by the most towers and a world-class engineering team. T-Mobile is not slowing down, with a network built for wherever you go. This recognition by J.D. Power is no accident. It follows Ookla naming T-Mobile the best network in 2025, based on data from 500 million real-world tests on millions of devices. To learn more, visit T-Mobile.com. Sponsored by T-Mobile.
Reach your destination, not the ditch, with Issy Tire Socks, the amazing new solution to keep you from slipping and sliding in snow and ice. And anyone can install them in minutes for emergency traction and quick trips in the winter. Issy is the global leader in tire socks, and it's no wonder why. Issy is an essential part of your winter emergency kit, whether you drive a car, SUV, or light truck. Give the gift of grip for safer driving. Available at Amazon, Walmart, and other major retailers. Don't get stuck. Get Issy, I-S-S-E, really, Issy.com.
Ready? Online marketing. Winning online.
When you search for your business on Google, where do you show up? Page 2? Page 3? Nowhere at all? Meanwhile, your competitors are getting those calls. You need Reading Online Marketing. Since 2010, Reading Online Marketing has been helping local businesses rank on Google, get found by customers, and win online. Need a website? We build it. Need digital ads that actually work? We manage them. Want to rank higher on Google and grow your social media? We handle it all. Here's the big difference. We know the Reading market. We know exactly what it takes to outrank your competition and get you found first. We'll show you where you stand and what it'll take to win. ReadingOnlineMarketing.com or call 530-378-4060 for your free evaluation.
Reading Online Marketing. Reading Online.
Good morning, Reading. This is Rick Hughes, host of The Flatline. Heard every Sunday morning on KCNR 96.5 FM at 7 a.m. in the morning. Just want you to know that God has given us two ends, one to think with and one to sit on. And success in life depends on which one you use. It's heads you win and tails you lose. Come join me on The Flatline and learn about God's tremendous problem-solving device. 7 a.m. every Sunday morning, 96.5 FM, KCNR.
Hi, this is Chuck Kenny, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. Have you been affected by some of the recent changes in business ownership here in Shasta and Tehama counties? These changes follow a national trend where national companies buy up locally owned small family companies and change the culture and staff and pricing of their product. That has occurred here in the North State also. 3 locally owned propane companies have been purchased by large national companies. If you're like me and you prefer to deal with locally owned companies, you may be interested to know Shasta Gas Propane, which has been around for 28 years, now has the 3rd generation working in the company. For locally owned, family operated service and care, give us a call at 530-365-3793. Thank you.
John Cruz here with America Outdoors Radio. Be sure to tune in this weekend and catch the latest in fishing, hunting, conservation, and destinations. If you love spending time in the field or on the water or in the woods, you're going to love this show. It's America Outdoors Radio, the fastest growing outdoors radio show in the nation. Tune in Saturdays from noon to 1 p.m. on 96.5 FM and 1460 AM KCNR, your talk radio.
Are you looking to take your business to the next level? Don't let staffing issues or HR red tape stop you from growing. The most successful businesses are those that have mastered their HR and staffing needs, and they have done it with O2 Employment Services. Finding qualified help is harder and more expensive than ever. HR regulations are getting more and more complex and confusing. For over 20 years, O2 has been providing the foundation successful businesses need to grow, assisting employers with their HR, payroll, workers' comp, benefits and staffing. Partnering with O2 gives you the expertise you need to manage your business and employees. Outsourcing your HR and staffing is no longer a luxury. It's a necessity for successful businesses, and it is more affordable than you think. Let O2 show you how we can help you reduce your HR complexities, hire the right talent, and get back to growing your business. Call O2 today at 530-223-4674 or visit us online at o2es.com.
We're trying to guess what another human being is planning towards us and try to protect our customers from that human being or those human beings, right? So clearly, we will not be able to detect everything automatically for our customers and remove everything so the person is completely protected. However, we also have worked on a number of solutions that would be assisting you in case you missed something. And we would be warning you for some signals, because sometimes also it's really, really difficult to distinguish whether it's a scam or someone that knew that you're talking to, right? Mm-hmm. So there will be phases where you might want to be careful and maybe you might want to cross-check. What we are checking is that, you know, if you're building a romantic relationship, don't send money early, right?
Watch out for those red flags.
Totally. You have to watch out for the red flags. You have to always have a kind of a trusted third party with you so you can check with. So you cannot be alone in this new world because, you know, there's a big number of emotional manipulation happening and you might be missing. And that's very normal. Mm-hmm. We're all human and it's just normal.
Right. And it may get worse before it gets better because a text chat that has you fall in love with that quote-unquote person is going to, if not already, evolve into an audio-based chat and then a video chat with AI that will seem real. But again, even if you know it's not real, as you touched on earlier, you may still go along because of the attention you're getting. Is there a website where we can learn more? Layla, is it simply norton.com?
Yes, you can simply go to Norton 360 AI Power Scam Detection. You can search. One another thing that I would like to mention is that you talked about the fact that they might be doing some deep fakes. They might be creating audio. We actually worked on it, and we have a solution that is already protecting our customers against these kind of threats. So if you would be getting our products, you would be feeling pretty confident you will not be facing with those scammers. If you do, we would be detecting them.
Right. Deepfake detection is part of this suite.
Yes, definitely.
Layla, great to chat with you. Thank you so much for your time. That's norton.com. All the best. Thank you again.
Thank you.
Coming up soon on the program, we're going to chat with a sleep expert about why you shouldn't be bringing tech to the bedroom. There's a couple of reasons, in fact. And we'll also cover some non-tech ways to better your chances for a better night's sleep. After that, we'll talk with TikTok, with a rep for the company out of the New York area, about why the platform is so popular. We'll talk about the latest trends, including the Owl one, if you haven't seen this one yet, and a lot more coming up on Tech It Out. I also just want to give a shout out to Visa. I mentioned earlier, they are an important partner of mine on the program. We do cover cybersecurity a lot. We just spoke with Norton and how you can best protect yourself in the digital age, even if you're not super tech savvy. And one part of that solution is securely shopping online. And Visa has made some significant investments in fraud prevention over the past 5 years. How much, you ask? As much as $10 billion. Yes, that's billion with a B. All to support Visa's brand promise to protect the financial information of individuals and businesses. Zero liability means peace of mind when you shop online using your Visa card. There can be no half measures when it comes to cybersecurity, which is why the company takes an aggressive and multi-layered approach to combating the rising threat of malicious software and other threats by well-funded and global criminal enterprises. Read more about Visa and how securing the world's payments is priority one at visa.com/security. That's visa.com/security. If you want to reach out on social media, maybe you've got suggestions for upcoming guests or topics on Tech It Out, or you've got a tech support question for me, it's all good. I'll spell my name in a moment, but you can find me on X, Instagram, Facebook, Threads, Blue Sky, YouTube, TikTok, and LinkedIn. Hope I didn't forget any there, but it's Mark Saltzman, MarkSaltzman. So Mark with a C, Saltzman with a Z, and you can find me on all the major platforms. If you prefer email, you can head over to my website, MarkSaltzman.com, and you'll find a tab where you can send me a note directly, privately, if you prefer that. All right. When we return on the program, we're going to chat about sleep, something that many of us don't get enough of or good enough quality of sleep. So stick with us. We got lots of tips for you when we return. We'll be right back with more Tech It Out.
Want to follow Mark? Google him. Mark with a C and Saltzman with a Z.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Reading Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
Hi, I'm Ted Bambino, president of the Reading Rodeo. We are thrilled to be partners with the Reading Rancheria. They are an integral part to the success of the Reading Rodeo.
Hi, I'm Julie. This is Debbie. We're here at the Shasta Family YMCA.
Hi, and I'm Kristen, the CEO. And on behalf of our team, I'd like to thank the Reading Rancheria for the many years of support for our programs and our projects like the playground.
Reading Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Indulge in an unforgettable evening at Turtle Bay's Chocolate After Dark.
Taking place two separate nights, Thursday, February 5th and Friday, February 6th, from 6 to 9 p.m.
at Turtle Bay Museum in Reading. Enjoy delicious chocolate treats, fine local wines,
live music, and a fun night out. Perfect for date night or a special treat for you and your friends.
This 21 and over event is too sweet to miss and sure to sell out.
Chocolate After Dark at Turtle Bay Museum, February 5th and 6th.
Buy tickets online at turtlebay.org.
A message from Todd with Reading Online Marketing.
Here's the truth. Your competitors aren't smarter and they aren't better. Their marketing is.
Reading Online Marketing has years of experience and results backed by real data to put you on top. For maximum impact, ask about exclusive KCNR radio and digital marketing packages. Put your business everywhere your customers are.
We are local and can answer all your questions. Call me at 530-378-4060 or visit ReadingOnlineMarketing.com.
Experience a wintry mix with the Shasta College Symphony Orchestra Saturday, February 28th at 7:30 p.m. at the Shasta College Theater. Enjoy music from Verdi and Beethoven and more, plus a melody from My Fair Lady featuring the outstanding winners of the Emerging Artist Solo and Area Competition. This special concert is sponsored in part by Vituity Anesthesia Reading. Tickets and information can be found online at shastacollege.edu/events.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
Join Aaron and Bill for We the People Radio, Sundays, noon until 2.
It's conservative talk radio with a liberal dose of humor. Get the whole story from experts around the world delivering facts rather than opinion.
Missed a show? Busy at noon? No problem. Listen to our free archives when you have time. No commercial interruptions or download restrictions. We the People Radio.
.us.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Reading Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
I'm Nathan with the Reading Trail Alliance, and we're here at the Reading Bike Park. We just want to thank the Reading Rancheria for all the help they've given us over the years supporting the many projects we're doing for our community.
Hi, I'm Dan, and this is Donna, and we're with Wings of Angels.
And we'd like to thank the Reading Rancheria for their continued support over the years to our foundation.
Reading Rancheria, proud to play our part.
founder and owner of Sleep Efficiency, Inc., which provides take-home sleep tests opposed to an in-clinic or in-hospital sleep test. Welcome to the show, Andrew. Thanks for your time today.
Thanks for having me.
Did I bung up the acronym RPSGT, your title?
You actually did it perfect. It's a hard one to swallow, for sure. You know, I just usually say a sleep technologist is a lot easier, but kudos, you did a good job.
Well, thank you. Let's talk about the issue of bringing tech to bed. Why is it recommended, if you agree? I think you do. Why do you think it's recommended not to bring a phone or a tablet to bed?
One of the driving points we can make here is the bedroom should be our sleep sanctuary. And the only thing we should be doing in our bedroom is sleeping and intimacy. Mm-hmm. So if you create an association where you're there to do anything but sleep, you know, you're going to maybe potentially induce some problems with sleep onset latency, which is how long does it take you to fall asleep. If you're bringing your laptop to the bedroom and, you know, you're doing work in bed or you're watching television in bed, you're creating other associations other than what the bedroom is really designed to do. And therefore, it could create some complications, not only just falling asleep, but staying asleep. If you've got a big flat screen in your bedroom, that's bright light that's shining into the bedroom, which can prolong our melatonin secretion and our onset latency for that distribution. Melatonin is our sleep-inducing hormone, and that's actually suppressed by blue light. So, you know, there are a variety of different reasons as to why, you know, we should keep the tech out of the bedroom. We could be engaging in stressful emails and creating an environment that's riddled with stress now when it should be a place of peace.
All right, so you brought up a couple of things. One is, and I'm paraphrasing here, sort of training your brain, your body to associate the bedroom with sleep and nothing else other than perhaps intimacy, but not working on your laptop, not scrolling through TikTok and getting stimulated by the posts that you're reading or engaging in. And then there's the blue light component where tech is emitting a light that can suppress melatonin, which is often needed to relax and fall asleep. About the night mode that some devices have, e-readers, phones, and tablets, where it's like a warmer light, an anti-blue filter, you still don't think it's a good idea because you're still associating bed with, you know, reading books or watching videos or something.
Yeah, I'd say that's a fair comment. Mm-hmm. The technology advances and we're constantly connected. And the nice thing is they do have these blue light filters that are kind of canceling out as much as possible. But I would potentially go kind of old school with an approach. If you are going to have the television on in the bedroom, I would maybe even suggest putting a timer on it. So you've fallen asleep and then all of a sudden 2 hours later, you've got some action sequence unfolding in the middle of the night. You know, that's going to wake you up. Let's say if you've gone to bed at 11 and now it's 1 o'clock in the morning and now you've woken up, mm-hmm. and that can trigger, you know, this downward spiral of all the things that you have to accomplish the next day. So I do believe that the technology is always going to have a place. I mean, we become somewhat of a data-obsessed society now where there's trackers moving into the bedroom and, you know, people are looking to optimize their sleep quality. But I would probably go the opposite route, maybe a book brought to the bedroom where you can do some light reading or something like that and establishing a good bedtime routine.
Keep a paper, perhaps. And something else you touched on about an email that can trigger an emotional response, you know, there's that stimulation factor. So even if the iPad or whatever has this blue light filter, that warmer yellowy light that's designed more for nighttime reading, the content you're reading could still keep you stimulated. I read posts on X, you know, Twitter, that boil my blood. I mean, the algorithm is designed to push my buttons. I know this. And so it's something I should not be reading before I go to bed because then I, you know, think about it. And then there's also, you know, FOMO, fear of missing out. You know, you see your friends out somewhere, you know, on Instagram and you're not there or you weren't invited. So yeah, these are all really good points. Thank you, Andrew. We are chatting with Andrew Holmes. He's a registered polysomnographic technologist with Sleep Efficiency, Inc. He's the founder and owner of this company. And I recently interviewed Andrew for an article I wrote arguing why it's not a good idea to bring tech to the bedroom. Even though I am a technologist, there is a time and a place for it all. You also said that, if I remember correctly in the article, you said that increasing your chances for a better night's sleep actually starts when you put your feet on the ground that morning. Not so much what you do as a wind down routine or as well as your wind down routine, let's say. Can you tell me a little bit more about what you recommend we should be doing during the day in order to be tired enough at night to close our eyes?
Yeah, it's a series of different things you do throughout the course of the daytime that are going to allow you to be in the best position not only to fall asleep easily, but to maintain that sleep quality and that sleep stability. Data will show now and studies will show that exposing yourself to as much natural light first thing in the morning is phenomenal. What it actually does is light enters the eye via the retina and it engages with what we call the SCN, the suprachiasmatic nucleus, which governs our circadian rhythm and our body's 24-hour sleep-wake cycle. Mm-hmm. So when we get exposure to light first first thing in the morning, it starts these ebbs and flows of different hormone productions. It suppresses melatonin and starts adenosine, which is a sleep pressure that starts to build up throughout the course of the day. Throughout the course of the daytime, there's a variety of different things you can do. Of course, exercise is one of the best ones. You know, watching your caffeine intake. Caffeine has a half-life of about 5 or 6 hours, which a lot of people don't realize. So let's say you have a coffee at 4 o'clock in the afternoon. Well, you know, fast forward 5, 6 hours, now you're looking at 10 or 11, 50% of that caffeine is still in there. And then 2 or 3 in the morning, you've still got 25%. So that can be impacting your sleep stages as well.
These are all great. I did want to end off on those non-techie suggestions on ways to being tired when you go to sleep and feeling bright-eyed and bushy-tailed when you wake up. When too many of us are going to bed fully awake and waking up tired, there's a problem there. Cutting out caffeine, also alcohol later in the day, resisting a big meal or a spicy meal before bedtime. But also, even if we drink something non-alcoholic before we go to bed, we're also, especially at my age, you're going to want to get up and pee in the middle of the night. And then one more thing before I let you go, Andrew. A lot of people bring a phone to the bedroom to serve as an alarm clock. They don't have a traditional alarm clock anymore. It's their phone. So what do you recommend then if we're not supposed to bring tech to the bedroom?
So what I would suggest is, you know, have it plugged in, but don't have it at the bedside table. Don't have it in bed with you. I would suggest putting it on the other side of the room. Face down, so you know nothing's going to light up if you don't have your notification silenced. Your bedroom, again, should be dark, quiet, cool. The temperature of your bedroom should be very cool, somewhere between 65 to 68 degrees or 18 to 20 degrees Celsius. Your body's core temperature actually needs to drop a degree or two so that we can achieve sleep. So these would be your best practices.
All great tips. And make sure your sound-based notifications are turned off for social media and email and all that, because if you hear a ping, just as you're about to close your eyes, you might be thinking, do I need to read that? Finally, Andrew, where can we learn more about your work?
Yeah, sleepefficiency.ca. Lots of great info on sleep hygiene, sleep hacks and tips. There's lots of good stuff there.
Awesome. Great to chat with you, Andrew. Thank you so much for your time. All the best.
Appreciate it. Thank you.
We get our TikTok on when we return on Tech It Out.
Breaking down geek speak into street speak. Tech It Out, hosted by Mark Saltzman. Cyber threats have gotten smarter because criminals are using AI to create and bombard you with threats 24/7. That's why Norton 360 is using AI too. Know whether a text or website could be a scam with Genie AI-powered scam detection and get scam questions answered by your personal Genie AI-powered scam assistant. So even though cyber threats are smarter, you can feel safer knowing your protection is too. Norton 360. Learn all the ways Norton can help protect you at Norton.com. This is your Tech It Out Minute with Mark Saltzman.
On a recent episode of Tech It Out, I caught up with Visa's Rob Cameron, Global Head of Acceptance Solutions, to talk about digital natives like Gen Z and how they're shaping the future of payments.
When we talk about Gen Z, didn't have to learn technology. They were literally born into it. And as a result, it makes them more open and accepting to new technology innovations we see. They're more trusting. And as this generation, which, by the way, is going to represent about 27% of the workforce next year, starts to enter the economy, these fintech companies that create solutions for them are quite rightly racing to create solutions to engage them.
And Visa Acceptance Solutions is at the forefront of trusted digital payments. Build the future of payments with modular solutions, which you can learn more about at visaacceptance.com. That's visaacceptance.com.
That was your Tech It Out Minute.
Liberty Nation with Mark Angelides.
Is the international rules-based order all a myth, and was it all along? And what role will Trump's border peace have as we enter the brave new world? Find out on Liberty Nation Radio.
Author, columnist, managing editor of LibertyNation.com, podcast host and conservative policy advocate.
We dismiss history at our peril.
Liberty Nation with Mark Angelides.
This is your Tech It Out Minute, brought to you by Norton.
Some pieces of original art are just way too expensive to own. But that's where Acrylic Robotics comes in, leveraging robots to produce priceless pieces for your home. Chloe Ryan from Acrylic Robotics explains.
So the core system that we've built is how to turn some form of input into a painting that looks indistinguishable from something made by the human hand. How that works from a technical standpoint is we will capture an artist's brushstrokes while they paint, Usually that's done today on a digital tablet or an iPad, so you can imagine an artist painting on a digital art software like Adobe Illustrator or other, and then we track the pressure, the pigment, the speed.
Using like a stylus pen usually?
Exactly, yeah, using a stylus pen usually or some sort of digital art pen, and then we've built algorithms to control the robot while it does the exact same strokes over and over again.
Find out more at acrylicsrobotics.ca.
That was your Tech It Out Minute, brought to you by Norton.
Welcome back to Tech It Out. Unless you've been living under a rock over the past few years, you no doubt know TikTok is a super popular app for both viewing short-form video content, and for so many, it's also a platform for creating and sharing content with the world, with many monetizing their work as well, whether it's their side hustle or a full-time job. Well, TikTok has just published its annual report, which I think you'll find very interesting. And so joining us to share the news is Cassie Taylor. She's Global Head of Platform and Trend Marketing at TikTok. Welcome to the show, Cassie. Good to talk to you.
Hey, Mark. Thanks so much for letting me come on the show.
Yeah, great. So I mentioned off the top how popular TikTok is. It kind of goes without saying, but can you quantify that? Can you tell us how big TikTok is? And then we'll get into the trend forecast.
Yeah, absolutely. So in the U.S. market alone, we have 170 plus million. And then in our Canadian market, we have 14 million plus monthly users as well.
Wow. All right. In the U.S., that's half of the population. And in Canada, that's like 35, 40% of the entire population is on TikTok.
And like my mom's on TikTok, you know?
So is mine. And my wife, Kelly, often will reach for her phone for entertaining videos instead of turning on TV. So it is a huge cultural shift, a societal shift even to shorter form content. And is that fair? I know you can have longer videos on TikTok, but the average is probably a few seconds, a minute.
Honestly, you see a mix. And it just really depends on the audience and their preference.
And do you know what age group is most active? You talked about your mom. Is there any interesting data you think our listeners would find fascinating about the TikTok audience?
You know, while our average is over 30, TikTok is definitely for everyone, as we've been talking about, from grandfluencers, so that's my favorite.
I love that.
F1 girlies or, you know, to our heated rivalry stands.
Yeah, that's such a huge show, huh? And you've touched on something here. TikTok has got its finger on the pulse of what's trending offline, too, like Formula One racing. It's a big year for FIFA, World Cup, another hugely popular sport, heated rivalries, a same-sex hockey romance drama TV show. And do you think that's one of the reasons why TikTok is so popular, or is it so engaging, like you just keep swiping up to see new content, or it gets to know what you like? The AI kind of gets to know your taste?
I think it's all those reasons. It has redefined so many industries like sports and entertainment and all these things. But from day one, it's always been a platform for the everyday person. So it's removed the barriers to creativity and things like joy. And so just this past week, there was a new trend I saw. It's the owl trend, if you've heard of it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, that's great. Have you seen the one where, if you haven't heard of it, it's the one where viewers try to either show you what the sound of an owl would be for a person, a movie, a thing. Have you heard of the one what Twilight would sound like?
No, I haven't.
It sounds like this. Hoo, 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 hoo. That's my best thing.
That's great. Applause.
Excellent.
Yeah.
Thank you.
So, and that's another thing. It's like the reaction videos and the duets and like there's just so much content. And also for content creators, I did touch on that off the top. It's not just for those who consume content. There are tens of millions of people leveraging TikTok to share their skills, their thoughts, their talents.
Yes. I think it's going back to community. I think what happens is you kind of build off of each other. So it's fun. It's easy to jump in. And it's just an endless cycle of constant creativity. Mm-hmm. And that's what really makes it really fun.
And like you said, touching every aspect of life. My wife, not so long ago, would say, oh, I was on Pinterest and I found these recipe ideas. Now it's TikTok. So let's now pivot, Cassie, and talk about the 6th annual trend forecast. So it's called TikTok Next, subtitled this year, Irreplaceable Instinct. Mm-hmm. So what did you set out to find before we get to the results?
Yes. So every year, we're always asking kind of one question, which is, how's our audience feeling? And based on that, we'll look at, okay, how are we going to capture their attention, their curiosity spending based on how are they feeling? And what we really found was very heartwarming. So in this world of the proliferation of technology and, you know, how fast the world is moving, what we actually saw is that they were leaning into what technology can't replace, which is culture and connection and showing up for one another, even when things are really chaotic or uncomfortable, and them embracing, maybe going down the rabbit hole when there isn't time. And so that really led us to this idea of irreplaceable instinct. You know, don't get me wrong, you know, they are still leaning into things like technology, but they're also going with their gut too. And that's really what this whole trend report is about, is helping the community and creators and as well as brands really navigate that.
And this is a global study, right? I mean, I find it interesting that the same approach to delivering content and keeping users engaged would be the same from continent to continent.
Yes. So actually what we do is we work with teams around the globe. And so it's technically global and local. Local, if you will. I thought that's worth it. Yeah. So what we do is work with our local teams, and then we kind of extract those local insights to come up with a global trend report, but then we localize the trend report.
And I can ask you about a Duracell campaign in a moment as well, as an example of a brand leveraging TikTok successfully, not just individuals like myself or what have you. More with Cassie Taylor from TikTok in a couple of moments from now. Earlier in the show, we talked with Norton about protecting yourself. But one thing I'd like to remind listeners to do is also back up your data, your information on a regular basis, just in case. Any number of things can happen to your laptop. And so it's always important to have reliable backup storage. You don't have to pay a monthly subscription cost with a cloud company. Just pick up an inexpensive SanDisk micro SD card, a USB thumb drive, a solid state drive, and just plug it in, do your backups. You can set it up to automatically back up in the middle of the night. So SanDisk.com has a lot of deals at SanDisk.com. All right, more with TikTok when we return. Stick with us. We'll be right back.
Follow Mark Saltzman on Facebook, on Twitter, on Instagram. Listen to Check It Out whenever you want.
This is Carl Bott and Ted Leidy. We want to invite you to our new show, Man Up, the fourth Thursday of each month, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
Man Up, 6 to 7 p.m., where we explore the lost art of being a man.
Spirits, cigars, and hit the ground running when you get up in the morning. That's what Man Up's going to be about.
Oh, don't forget motorcycles, guns, and hard work every day.
And those things that men talk about when women aren't around.
That's right. Even cooking sometimes.
Even cooking sometimes. People, places, and things.
Serving your family, your community, and your country.
Man Up. Fourth Thursday of each month from 6 to 7 p.m. right here on Free Fire Radio.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearms Instruction. Do you have a crazy schedule and can't seem to get to a class to qualify for your CCW, CCW renewal, or maybe learn to use that new firearm you just purchased? Consider a private class with NFI. Learn to shoot a handgun, rifle, shotgun, or even a BB gun. Classes are taught by an instructor that you choose on your dates and location. Give NFI a call at 530-999-1822 or visit us online at usgunpro.com. This is Ted Leidy, and I'll see you at the range.
This is Carl Bott. Join Linda and I Monday through Friday from 7 to 9 a.m. for Free Fire Radio. Find out what's happening in our town, our community, and our nation. That's Monday through Friday, 7 to 9 a.m. right here on KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Your talk radio. Miss a day, miss a lot.
C. Since 1934, Grange Co-op has been more than just a store. We've been a cornerstone of our community, owned by people like you. We proudly offer top quality farm and ranch supplies, including our own Rogue feed, as well as workwear, western apparel, garden essentials, and pet care products. By signing up as a Grange Rewards customer, you not only enjoy exclusive benefits like special offers and 1% back on most purchases, but you also become part of something bigger, a cooperative that you own and help shape. Join Grange Rewards today.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wynn Carpenter and Terry Raposa and Janet Chandler. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archive link.
Come out and play. Have you seen the bill? We all have to pay. The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson State of Mind.
Levity for individuals and some of the lore and jokes and all of those things. So how do you pay, quote unquote, the tea tax, whether that's in comments or in video? So that's takeaway one. The second is audiences are shifting away from passive consumption to active creation. So as a creator, how are you bringing the community into your creative process? So not just in the comment section, but actually creating your TikToks with you. And then the third takeaway that we have, consumption behaviors are really changing. So people are moving away from kind of this idea of impulsive buying. And so, you know, things like here's five products, you know, or buy five products right now, that's not working as much anymore. And so what we're seeing is we've highlighted this creator in our global trend report, and he talks about five products that he doesn't regret buying because he's had them for a year. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, the end audience trusts him more because he's had time with it. So right. It's really building that trust longer term versus kind of that impulse buying.
Love it. And even legacy brands, like big companies, are leveraging TikTok successfully. I think there's a case study with Duracell.
Yeah.
Can you tell us about it?
Yes. So I think what Duracell did really well is they actually did a little bit less of a linear path to a business opportunity, which TikTok is great for. So they use search discovery on our platform to find that actually the K-pop community was using their batteries in glow sticks at various K-pop concerts.
Mm-hmm.
And so they started kind of leveraging, you know, that in their TikToks on our platform, and were able to grow their following base by almost 500%.
Oh, wow.
On our platform. So I think that's an example of getting outside linear insights, whether you're a brand or a creator. There are huge opportunities on TikTok.
Yeah, it's kind of like tapping into what's trending. K-pop has been big for a while, and then especially with the Demon Hunters on Netflix, obviously bring it to even more audiences. That's a clever sort of activation, no doubt. A legacy brand with a current trend, and you're seeing the success, almost 500% growth in followers from that campaign, and you can directly connect the dots and see that TikTok was instrumental in that. As we wrap up, Cassie, is there a website where we can learn more, or do you just recommend our listeners, if they haven't already, and I'm sure most of them have, just download TikTok from your favorite app store?
Well, we always recommend that they download TikTok from the favorite app store, but we do have a website. So on TikTok for Business, you can actually download the report on the TikTok Next Hub, which is within that.
And that's the report for the 6th annual trend forecast, right?
Yeah,
okay, if anybody wants to read that, no cost. It's free to download and read. Okay, awesome. Cassie, thank you so much for your time. Appreciate it. Have a fantastic 2026. All the best. Thanks again.
Awesome. Thanks, Mark.
And thank you, our valued listeners, for tuning in to Tech It Out. Whether this is your first time tuning in or you're a longtime listener or somewhere in between, I appreciate you and thank you for your support. If you like the show, please tell a friend or leave a review online, whether you're tuning into the podcast version or even if it's your local talk radio station. You can still go to, you know, Spotify or Apple Podcasts or Audible, iHeartRadio, Spot On, Spreaker, and all that, and give a little star review. Just do a search for Tech It Out if you're not already a subscriber, where you'll get a new episode every week. It's greatly appreciated. It goes a long way. If you want to reach out on social media, I'll spell my name again in a moment, but I love hearing from listeners. Tell me where you're tuning in to the show from. I always get a kick out of that. Sometimes it's somewhere else in the world, which is really neat. And let me know if you have any tech questions for me. It's Mark Saltzman, MarkSaltzman, or for my fellow Canadians, it's Saltzman with a Z, SaltzMan. And yeah, would love to hear from you. Also, if you do follow me on X or LinkedIn or Facebook, Instagram, Threads or Blue Sky, and so on, you'll notice I also link to articles that I write. Last week, I linked to USA Today and Reviewed.com, a Reader's Digest article that I wrote about Gmail and how AI is changing it. I write for Costco Magazine and so on. So feel free to give me a follow, tell a friend. And I also post videos, whether it's something that I did on TV that I want to share with you or just something for social media like a tech tip of the day or something else. So always love interfacing with Tech It Out listeners online. All right, so I'm wishing you all a fantastic rest of your day. Stay warm if you're in one of the many states affected by this brutal weather. And I look forward to catching up with you next time for another episode of Tech It Out. Ciao for now.
Hi, I'm Steve Coburn, proud owner of Country Air Pet Resort here in Reading. I invite you to come and take a tour of my revitalized pet resort. Our goal here at Country Air is to make sure your pet can relax and have a healthy, happy time away from home. With friendly, caring people, lots of fresh air and exercise, good healthy food, and plenty of pampering. There are no small cages here. What we offer are large temperature-controlled runs and spacious exercise yards that are great for fun and socialization. We even offer daycare. Cats are treated to a two-room apartment plus playtime in our playroom. So stop by and take a tour of the best. You and your pet will want to come back to Country Air Pet Resort, where our motto is, we treat your pets as if they were our own. Country Air Pet Resort, 549-3335.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.